Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and in-
Hello, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just us three.
You want me to start reading?
Ain't nobody but me and you and Mom. So, no. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah. I think we're
going to take it. Turn your light on.
Well, it's just us, Loretta. Do you want to start reading? Wait a minute, somebody just joined. Hold on. Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Loretta, I would say go ahead and start reading. Well, hold on. Every time I say it, someone's doing. Is this Sister Shirley?
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening.
Okay, I will pick up reading in Leviticus, and we're continuing on the instruction that the Lord gave to Moses for the people of Israel. If a man has sexual intercourse with his sister or daughter or his aunt, whether it be by his mother or his father, he shall bear his guilt. You must obey all of my laws and ordinances so that I will not throw you out of your new land. You must not follow the custom of the nations I cast out before you, for they do all these things I have warned you against. That is the reason I have harbored them. I have promised you their land. I will give it to you to possess it, and it is the land of flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God who has made a distinction between you and the people of other nations. You shall therefore make a distinction between the birds and the animals I have given you permission to eat and those you may not. You shall not contaminate yourself and make yourself hateful to me by eating any animal or bird which I have forbidden, though the land teems with them. You shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from all other people to be mine. A Median or a wizard, whether man or woman, shall surely be stoned to death. They have caused their own doom. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We have Auntie Janet that joined the call. Do you want to read it?
Yes.
Good evening,
Auntie Janet.
Good evening. Okay. Is this Auntie Dot that just joined?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, welcome. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Loretta.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Angela will come to us with blessing of the prayer line.
Dear God, thank you that your promise to us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you among us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 All right. Any new callers, so we'll go ahead and start the program. We'll start with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Jonah, and the subject said, open up.
Amen.
Jonah was excluded, but God was included. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain. But God wanted Jonah to feel the pain, the world pain. Jonah became angry and God for his compassion. But God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer category rather than condition. We prefer comfort zone. We harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, in my way the highway. My church denomination, my theology, my style, and my crew, and my God. But clearly, that is enough for God to go around. In our world of comfort, God may send a worm to enroll it from root to the stem. And while that worm is on the power, it may cut away our potential and our shatter of contention. Our choice is clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which will you choose? Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Next, Loretta.
Sure. I am coming from the Red Book, and it says, you can know for sure. The reading is out of Jeremiah. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn you. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We need to stand free and to know what true freedom is. Life is full of many choices, and there is a sure path we can take. We all have to make decisions in various areas of life on a daily basis. Unfortunately, there are those things in this life that appears as one thing when they are actually something totally different. The truth about something can determine whether we make the right choices in this life. Truth is not something that is related to just one situation. It then changes to fit another situation. Truth is constant and never changing. Having a working knowledge of what truth really is how we walk in the truth will help you make the right decision in your life. So as you go through this life, you will need to recognize the truth in order to see clearly so you understand what is truly happening and why. In turn, this will help us to understand the reason clearly. We need to be sure of the path or the course we're on and realize that there is only one way meant for us, and that is to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading,
Loretta.
Auntie Carrie?
Oh, yes, I was going to read Psalm 5.
Amen.
Morning prayer for guidance. Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for there will I pray. My voice thou shalt hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest the work of all iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasen. The Lord will harbor the bloody and the deceitful man. But for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And thy fear I will worship toward the holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemy. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in thy mouth. Their inward part is very wicked. Thy throat is an open subject. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O Lord, that fall by their own counsel. Cast them out into the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them forever shout for joy because thou defended them. Let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, I will bless the righteousness with favor. Will thou compassion him with a shield? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of John, chapter 15. It said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that bears not fruit is taken away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Sister Shirley.
I'm coming from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the water. Who may ascend to the hills of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next one, have Auntie Janet.
I will be sharing from the Red Book.
Amen.
Amen.
Restoration. As God's children through Jesus, we are seated in heavenly places with the Lord. We desperately need to learn to be still and know that he is God. He is in control. Do not fret. Do not squirm. Do not get up out of your protection of your heavenly Father. We are to possess God's life through the mind of Christ, his wisdom, his understanding, and through his ways by the Holy Spirit. We need to know that and settle it once and for all, that the devil is defeated. Let God arise and defeat your enemy and heal you. The word of the Lord says to call upon the Lord. Let God be God in you, so you are healed, made whole, and restored in all areas of your life. Whatever ails you, take it to God in prayer. Yes. Confessing God's word, believing your God-given rights and promises and God-given inheritance. Stop that adamant mindset. That is why Jesus shed his blood for us in the first place. Restoration to the Heavenly Father. Through Jesus, we are and can be whole and complete in spirit, soul, and body. Be restored, and don't let anyone rob you of your inheritance. Know who you are in God. You are God's children. Who are you? Know who you are in him. And where you came from God. Where you are, you're seated in heavenly places, our Lord, where he is leading you, speaking to you now. Just be. Learn to be content in him. As you were before the foundation of the world was formed, you were in him. You are in him. Now, so stay in him. Stay seated with him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And then next I have Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. 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 All righty. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay. I'm going to turn to the letter.
Okay. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, and family, Vanessa Brightwell, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Angela and Mom, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Brian, Tony, Malachi, Eric, DeMarcus, Ruth Edwards, the Verner family, Lenny and family, the Johnson family, Sister Shirley and family, the Simmons family, Reverend Allen and family, Mary Ann and family, Valerie Crockett, the Boyers family, Marilyn and family, Eileen Holliday, Rochelle Bessler, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Dwight and family, the Moody family, the Dix family, Doretha and Jesse Verner, Desert Kendrick, and the Williams family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the strength that we receive from your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, we are calling upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing for our sick and shut-ins. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-in, for we know that even today there is power in the blood. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. All right. Thank you for that. You can shut in prayer, Loretta. And next, we acknowledge our birthday for this week, from April the 30th through May 6th.
So the 6th or the 5th?
Six.
Yep, six. My grandson, Kamarian, on the 3rd.
Okay. Alrighty. Loretta, is Leroy's birthday on the 1st?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Those are the only birthdays that I have for this week. Anybody else have any birthdays? Auntie Carrie, would you mind singing the birthday song for us this week?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you.
All right.
Amen. All right. Hallelujah.
Birthday.
Many, many more.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's do our second round of praises and testimonies, songs, or poems. I would like to start with Auntie Dot.
All right. I'm going to read Day 16, I Declare by Osteen, Joel Osteen. I declare that I will live as a healer. I am sensitive to the needs of those around me. I will lift the fallen, restore the broken, and encourage the discouraged. I am full of compassion and kindness. I won't just look for a miracle. I'll become someone miracle by showing God love, mercy everywhere I go. This is my declare. Amen.
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 All righty. Auntie Janet, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I would like to share from my prayer book, Confronting Myths. There are several myths that we might have heard concerning prayer. I would give, I think, about three or four of them. Number one, most people it is said that the more people we have praying, the more God is likely to hear an answer. True. Matthew 18:19-20 clearly states that if two of people agree about anything they ask, it will be done for them.
Mm-hmm.
Myth number two. God has a much bigger need to attend to, so I don't want to bother him with my little things. True. God cares about the sparrow and the hairs on your head, so nothing is too small for him. Myth number three. We say prayer works. True. God works. God is powerful, not our prayers. It said a lady in our group once stated that one Tuesday they had prayed for a situation and it worked, but she forgot to remember that it was God who did it, not the prayer, but it was faith in our prayers, faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, you just have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
The sacred proof text for this myth is John 15:7, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given. The truth is, the first part of this verse reads, if you remain in me, and my word remain in you, then you can ask, and whatever you ask, it shall be done for you. There are three things I would like to share that will prevent our prayers. Unconfessed sin, failure to forgive, doubt or wavering faith. Myth number five was the last one. You are more spiritual if you can pray out loud.
Mm-mm.
Not true. Jesus criticized those who prayed on the street corner and encouraged his disciples to pray in secret. So the things that we've heard and about prayer, the Lord wants us to be wise and know that prayer is essential for him to work. But don't think our prayers are more powerful than God, because God is more powerful even than our prayers. Yes, sometimes we don't even pray about a thing, and God, out of his love and out of his mercy, just do it for us. So we just thank God for helping us to dispel some of the myths that might have hindered our prayers. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Next, Sister Shirley.
I pass.
All righty, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need?
what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I stepped in the water. The water was cold. It chilled my body, but not my soul. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do I need? Now I got God in my life. There is nothing, nothing else that I need. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 God,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, UT Betty. Awesome. All right, next, Auntie Carrie.
Oh, yes, I was going to read part of Psalm 89. You ruled the ocean. You subdued that storm, tossing waves. You crushed the great sea monsters. You scattered your enemy with your right hand. The heaven is yours. The earth is yours. And everything in the world is yours. You created it all. You created north and the south of Mount Tabor and the Mount Hermon. Praise your name. Blessed is the people that know the joyfulness sound that shall walk, O Lord, in thy light of thy countenance. In thy name they shall rejoice all the day, and thy righteousness shall be exalted. For thou art the glory of thy strength and thy favor. Our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that meeting, Auntie Kelly. Next would be Mother.
Okay, I'm coming out of St. John 18, starting at the 19th verse. The high priest, then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I even talked in the synagogue and in the temple. Whether the Jews always resort and in secret, have I said nothing? Why ask thou me? Ask them which mean what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with his palm, saying, and thou the high priest. So Jesus answered him, if I have spoken to you, thou wouldest. But if
well,
why smite thou me? Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Loretta.
I have a poem I would like to share, and it's by Shirley Howe Powell. The name is a name above all others. There's a name above all others that is music to my ears, that one that makes my heart sing happily all throughout my earthly years. It's the precious name of Jesus that my soul loves to hear. There's no other name more precious. There's no other name so dear. When I speak the name of Jesus, I bow my head in prayer and thank him for his blessing and for his loving care. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta.
No. Stop.
That concludes our prayer. Before we go to the closing, does anyone have anything else they would like to share? Okay. I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. The Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of hope be with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless everyone in the White House, America, and other nations. Also, continue to bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Loretta.
Oh.
Yes?
I was thinking next week was Mother's Day, but it's not. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a blessed week.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you.
Good night.
We're going to do Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day. That's another day that family gets to.